Blog Talk Radio.
Let me catch. You ready?
Let me bone.
Solomon's ancestors. Yo.
Yo, what's up, son?
What's up, kid?
What's going on, kid? Yo, man, I'm just doing my thing, man.
The New York Times side, staying alive was no job at second hand. Moms bounced on old man, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to, low goose. Only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son, bowling with this one and that one, pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wounds at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way off fire skate. No question I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question I would flow off and try to get the dough off, sticking up right boys on board boards. My life got no better, same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route, so I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers respect mine, I ain't gonna check now. Bam, move from the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo.
It's 22 long hard years, I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I'm moving back to safe for the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream with fail. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and stuff. Who never had much, trying to get a clutch of what I could not touch. The poor slave and I faced incarceration, facing, throwing up stakes, my destination. Handcuffs and back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty couldn't be so rough. But as the world turns, I learned life is hell. Living in the world, no different from a cell. Every day I skate from safe, give and take, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke steps, I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask what's it worth. Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. To explain, working hard may help you maintain, to learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got sick of kids, show up, cops and crack rocks and stray shots, all on the block.
Unexciting.
sucker. Fight for the uncanny, I'm coming, rhyme fitter. Ha, and that's me in a nutshell. Nutshell, nutshell, nutshell. See, that's me in a nutshell. Five-footer in a motherfucking nutshell.
It's a rebirth of the reborn as I rebuild. Reconnect with this rebel, redefining raw skill. I realign, readjusted, refocus, reanalyze. What's real versus bullshit? Had to refuel, reactivate, to reemerge, reevaluate, recalculate.
This I return,
redefine, reenergize, get reappointed. Rhythm pins incorporated, roots we made it. Invulnerable, inviting, invincible, inventive one. Which leads most inviolable. Get involved, invest in these youths, kid, invigorate. Induce that old realness, insecure,
nah,
more like inhumane. It's not a game, shut your mouth. Use the inner voice, stay in your lane, inaugurate those with incentive to want to innovate. Insisting that those who inspire, we will initiate.
What? And that's just me in a nutshell. Nutshell, nutshell, nutshell. Ha! Fight dog in a nutshell. New York finest in a nutshell. Yeah. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. They say the world is flat. How do you groove in it? You really wasting your time. That's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. I see you reaching for stars, but they too distant. You really wasting your time. That's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. Ayo, a tree grown in Brooklyn, I know you heard it before. Have you heard about the drawing that's painted over a wall on a mirror of a man that was destined to fall, but bedded all in red and recovered it all? Every thought, every dream, every goal, every praise, the frustrations that's mixed with growing pains. I'm a cactus, you a rose, my boy, we don't grow the same. The past is the past, I understand that we grow in vain. They know the name every time I'm in the space. I broke these Timbs in from 105th to 108th, from Clarkson to St. John's, even Park Place. Was in the park after dark on monkey bars, I've been the ape. I jumped off the stoop into different time zones. I made it through some things that had my mind blown. We going up in the green like the Dow Jones until the others moved in and tried to steal our brownstone. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. They say the world is flat, how do you groove in it? You really wasting your time, that's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. I see you reaching for stars, but they too distant. You really wasting your time, that's if you lose to it. Never lose
yeah.
to it.
I had 10 toes down till I had a major slip, thinking that it was a trick while laying down and sick. I admitted I was thinking about some crazy situations, seeking out accommodations just to alter conversations about my current vibes that were televised on repeat like a season of uncovered lies, trying to see the point of view from my third eye, cause this ain't it and I was trying to let my soul fly. So I had to pull the trigger, making moves to a figure, cause the math wasn't mapping. So I had to reconfigure all the pieces in my life to help me opposite of bigger, you know, new profession, building back my essence while my happiness is present in my actions, while I'm stepping off the stoop, well improved for the greatness I'ma do in this lifetime, extending my lifeline, moving through the city like I own it, like my timeline, I'm going,
I'm
you know.
I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. They say the world is flat, how do you groove in it? You really wasting your time, that's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. I see you reaching for stars, but they too distant. You really wasting your time, that's if you lose to it. Never lose to it.
You're locked into The Fix with Chantel and Puma with our special guest, Benny Buttons. We'll be right back with more music.
Yeah!
27 heartbeat.
Hey, yo, this to the ladies. But with a twist, you dig? It's the diggy diggy. Benny! sorry. No relationship goals, I'm just a dick on call. DLC to the fullest effect. Stop making house calls when you need it. I'm beating that box, yeah, I'm greedy. Eat it like a buffet, baby. Got you praying to the ceiling, dingling, jiggalo. And you got me on your speed dial. Yeah, bedroom superhero, baby. Pound by pound, strong as a locomotive. I pick you up on my shoulders. I'm doing things you ain't never felt before. I got you open, Sandy 69. Got you yelling out. While you giving me brain, getting ready, ready for that cream, baby. My mission is simple, make you gushy with dismissal. Don't wanna diss you, dismiss you, but I got all the patience to tend to. Time is of the essence, hopping in and out the dock mobile. I gotta make these house calls to my clientele. They need that checkup, getting checked up from head to tail. Doctor's work ain't never done, on to the next D-O-C. One. O-C, it's a diggy diggy D. O-C, it's a diggy diggy D. O-C. It's the diggy diggy doc, y'all. It's the doc, y'all. Working overtime really ain't nothing, just the grind. Hop in the shower, regain some power, back to service time. Fresh and clean, back on my jail. Got the thermometer ready. She take it in the mouth like it's a bowl of spaghetti. Forget about it, you already know she feeling better. She needed some vitamin D just to shake a fever. See ya, I'm outie. I got a patient that's waiting. I need to bring a nurse with me, cause she likes some buying stimulation. Contemplating cold. Calling it quits when I get a text. That red 911 at a quarter to seven. She needed some attention before she heads off to work. No need for a doctor's, no baby, I got you fully cured, yeah. All you need is a dosage of being on all fours. Then flat on your back and some cowgirl to top it off. I spit it out, you lick it off and I'm out the door. Enjoy your day till the next time, yeah, I'm on the G-O-C. It's a diggy diggy D. O-C. It's a diggy diggy D. O-C, it's the diggy diggy doc, y'all. It's the doc, y'all.
Welcome to The Fix. It's your truly Puma with Chantel and Benny Buttons. How you guys doing?
I'm good. How are
good.
You?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Great, 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 great. It is cold here in Chicago. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so cold. It's disrespectful how cold it is outside right now. Like, I want to fight the wind for no fucking reason. Like, I'm mad.
Well, I'll tell you, it's like now. The Floridians are thinking that right now because it's like 43 over here.
Oh.
So, I like it, but... I know it's definitely not Chicago cold.
No.
Man.
And Chicago cold
no,
is hella disrespectful right now.
We're going to do a couple of shows before the end of the year to close the year out, right? So I know, Chantel, you got a lot of news that you want to get to. And we're going to be playing a lot of different music that we haven't played before. We have my man Benny on and with DOC. You heard that. Luminous and J-Dot. Welcome, J-Dot, back to the mainland, off the stoop. Fife Dog with Nutshell. And you had Wu-Tang with Cream. Chantel, what's the news? I know there's a lot of news. I know we're going to do a lot of laughing in this show, so you might as well start it off.
All right. So as we all know, or maybe some of us don't, but Tory Lanez had a lot of issues this year and last year, as of 2020 to be exact, where this Canadian rapper fired at Houston's Megan Thee Stallion hip-hop star after an argument in 2020. The matter became the subject of speculation and gossip on social media and in songs. So that took place, and that was in the summer of 2020. Mr. Lanez, who's now 30, was convicted of 3 felony counts, assault with a semi-automatic handgun, carrying a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle, and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. He faces more than 20 years in prison, and he could be deported. With that being said, today the verdict has been sent in, and he is guilty of shooting Megan Thee Stallion. So a jury in Los Angeles convicted the 30-year-old Canadian of felony neglect. He faces more than 20 years in prison. Megan Thee Stallion testified earlier this year. It's been going on for about 10 days so far. The jury came to a verdict, and it was read out today, and he is in custody until he is sentenced, which is going to happen January 27th. So I'm not sure if there is an appeal or if he plans to appeal. But speaking after the case concluded, one of Megan Thee Stallion's lawyers told reporters the jury got it right. He is thankful that there is justice for Megan Thee Stallion, and the rapper was not in court to hear the verdict. So basically, the verdict is he is let me pull it up. All right, give me 1 second. 10 day. Okay, so basically what it is that he is going to spend almost 30 years in prison. I'm not sure whether or not he will be deported. I don't know if he's going to spend his time in the States and then be deported to Canada. But as of right now, he is definitely going back as far as being sentenced. Guilty. So I want to hear how you guys feel about it, if you guys have been keeping up with it. What do you guys think? I know there was a lot of speculation because no one ever saw him with a gun. They just knew that he was angry, but there is weapons that were found in the vehicle, and that matched what was in Megan Thee Stallion's foot. So,
all right, Benny, what are your thoughts on this, man?
I think it's crazy. Doing a dive into it, how he offered her a meal to keep her mouth shut and everything like that. Like, the disrespect or the arrogance that Tory shows is, like, it's crazy. Like, nobody should be able to get away with that, you know. So I'm honestly surprised they didn't even have him in court, and they should have mandated him to be in court. And being that they found him guilty, he should be in a cell right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not waiting until January 27th.
I don't even know if they're going
to expedite him. Because he could be a flight risk. He got money.
Canada. Yeah. So I don't think the U.S. even extradites anybody. If they commit a crime here, they keep them here. I don't even know if they have that relationship with Canada where they're exchanging prisoners or things of that sort. So, but I was hearing other stuff about this case. About how she kind of lied on the case, or folks were testifying on her behalf. Am I talking about the same case?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in the beginning it was fuzzy like that.
I don't think it was so much her, but the people that surrounded her. So I know that the girl that was with her that night testified that he shot her and then retracted her statement. And then when asked if she was paid, she said she doesn't remember. And they also talk about how her bodyguard came up missing. Right. I mean, yeah. Obviously. But what I want to know, and basing my question for you guys, is the fact that, like, everybody was coming for Megan Thee Stallion. So you had Drake, I think even 21 Savage. There were so many men in the hip-hop community that wasn't supportive of what happened. They were calling her a liar. I mean, she's in Drake's new album as far as, like, a song. Yeah. Which I didn't understand, because I feel like, why wouldn't you protect her? I don't think somebody's going to lie about being shot in the foot, especially when there's fragments of the gun pieces in your foot. So, like, for me, I don't know how you guys feel, but that kind of made me look at Drake a certain way, and it also made me look at anybody else who felt that that was something that should have been said, because I feel like women in hip-hop are never really supported.
Joe Budden said, you know, he doesn't really like her because he's known how she messed up a lot of other people's lives and careers and things of that sort. So I don't really know the folks. I don't know these people. So it just seemed that they just didn't have I guess she didn't have a good reputation of court to them. I don't know if you felt that same way, Benny.
I mean, I've heard people talk about her like that, but it also now starts to beg for you to look into it. Like, were they starting to badmouth her and say all these things simply because they were trying to protect Tory?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they have this thing where she's just a woman, so, you know, it shouldn't matter, and she's really not that great of a rapper or whatever, and they just, like, they're trying to discredit her.
Sabotage,
in favor of Tory. So, it's, mm-hmm. you know, you can look at a lot of it and just wonder if the backlash came just because of that.
Yeah,
because I don't.
But at the end of the day, he found guilty. Go ahead.
I don't recall before this happened, like anything bad about being said about Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never really heard anything bad. So when this came out, when he came out, I'm like, man, what did she do? Who did she? He never said anybody. And then you had, I saw a video where Vivica Fox, and I didn't even recognize Vivica Fox, to be honest with you. I didn't even know who he looked like. The old doll. Remember the old doll, the ventriloquist used to have, and with the big red nose? And you know who I'm talking
Absolutely.
About? Adam something. Yeah, and so she was talking about, oh, you're not, I'm like, well, why is she even in this? And so it was like real crazy. It's like men versus women in hip-hop, and so I hope it doesn't come to that, because the way Vivica was saying is that women have taken over hip hop. There's nothing you can do about it, baby. Just move on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've always been here. I should say not us, but I feel like women in hip hop has always been around. The thing is that they always get a bad rep, or there's always something that happens. I always feel like this is always a thing. And the moment someone speaks up, the way that they, as far as Lenny said, they basically will sabotage them to make them feel a certain type of way. So I at the end of the day, he's already been found guilty. So even though there is so much right now media on Instagram talking about it, and people don't understand, there was no, you know, he wasn't seen with the gun. But at the end of the day, there must have been something in court that came up to then specify that he was guilty. So all this shit that everybody's talking about, at the end of the day, this man was found guilty to spend 22 years in prison. So something happened that we don't know, because we weren't in court to see or hear. So I just feel like if you didn't do it, it would have showed. Like, the truth comes out, period. What you do in the dark always comes out to light. So, like, it just baffles me that the men in hip-hop, that just, like, for me, Drake, I look at Drake a certain way now. Like, I don't even know if I want to really fuck with your music anymore, because to me, if you're not going to protect your black queens, then what are you really doing? That just means you're just, like, a douchebag, just like every other male in hip hop, and that's pretty fucked up to know as realization that this is what this man does, or any of the men that do it here. So it's kind of sad, but it's fortunate because she got her justice, and that's all that matters.
Absolutely, I'm happy.
All right, Ben, you got the last word on this, man.
I'm happy she got her justice, and you know, it's hopefully it'll be a pivotal moment going forward where, you know, other women artists or even women behind the scenes in hip hop will speak up for being mistreated or something like that by the industry and by the men that are, you know, these juggernauts in the industry.
Right.
Me and Chantel, we talked about this a long time ago, and I remember interviewing just some guys here who were very famous here with the underground hip-hop scene, the Good Doctors. And we were having a discussion, and they were saying that rap is basically a male fantasy. And when you had Megan Thee Stallion and you had Cardi B, they brought the fantasy alive and really kind of pimped the game. They pimped the game. Like, okay, if you want to see this, if you want this, okay, we're going to make you pay for it. So you want the fantasy, you want the, you know, the women with all this, we're going to make you pay for it. And they kind of really took over the game. So it's, you know, I think it's still the male fantasy, but female rappers have gone above and beyond, like, where they used to be. And I'm not taking anything away from MC Light. She's, like, one of the best MCs ever. Not just woman, best MCs ever. But we didn't look at them as sexual beings at that particular time. You know, Queen Latifah, we didn't look at them sexually at that. We just looked at them as MCs.
Yeah.
Now you got the MCs and they're sexual. It's a problem. It's a problem.
Right.
There's more
the
records
sexiest,
than some of these dudes.
The sexiest we got was Salt and Pepper wearing the one piece.
Yeah.
You know?
And they still dress like boys.
Next story, Chantel.
All right, so Meek Mill. I don't know if you guys ever seen Meek Mill's documentary, but he was always talking about a judge who was out to get him. So Meek Mill judge who imprisoned rapper for probation violation accused of ethical misconduct. So Meek Mill once accused Janice Brinkley, the judge who jailed him for probation violation in 2017, of having a personal vendetta against him, and she's now facing a legal battle of her own. So according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Judge Brinkley has been transferred to civil court and stripped of all her criminal cases, which have been reassigned with the growing concerns of unethical conduct on her part. Lawyers and other judges have accused Brinkley of imposing illegal sentences, allowing sentences to run past their maximum date, or failing to address cases remanded to her by higher courts after reviewing her caseload. They say, we have long raised concerns about Judge Brinkley. Defender Association of Philadelphia Chief Keisha Hudson said, concerns in terms of judicial temperament and cases on an individual basis. So Hudson says lawyers are reviewing about 120 cases ruled on by Brinkley and are reconsidering the sentences because they are grossly excessive. So Brinkley is denying any wrongdoing at this point, and she is seeking to have her position restored after filing a gender and racial discrimination complaint against the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. So he talks about this in his documentary. He says that she would fuck with him a lot. Anything he did was fine. He was always back in court. He was steady fighting cases. She even went so far as to say she wanted to be named in his rap songs and to have her be talked about. Yeah, so like if you guys haven't seen it, I think it's on Hulu or Amazon, but it's actually really interesting. It's a different perspective on Meek Mill, at least for me, and then to know that he went through all this, which really stifled him in the game because he started off in Philly rapping, and it just took him so long to finally get to where he needed to get to and for her to keep fucking with him, because I think at the time he served, when he was dating Nicki, he served some time in jail. Remember, that's when Jay-Z and everybody was trying to get him out, and they were trying to free him. So I'm glad that, again, this is another case or another story about, you know, slowly but surely people are reaping what they sow. And you can't use the court of justice to fucking your benefit and think that the shit's not going to hit you back in your ass, because everything she did to have 120 cases ruled and now they're saying that they're grossly excessive means that you've been doing some foul-ass shit. And I hope that she gets whatever maximum penalty she deserves. And she is never allowed to become a judge or never allowed to just go back into this. That's not what she should be able to do. So it was just really interesting to finally see that after all this time, you know, she got what she deserved.
What I question is the fact that if you had judges and lawyers bring up this concern, why was she still allowed to practice? There should have been an investigation.
She was probably paying them off.
Mm-hmm. And
she was probably paying them off. She was making mad money. Go ahead.
Reading through the article, like, okay, so he had the gun charge in 2008. She violated she claimed he violated his probation because he got arrested in New York for doing wheelies, and they dubbed it being, you know, endangering or whatever. But how was that a parole violation? Like, it was nothing to do with any firearms, and it was probably, if anything, just a damn misdemeanor for 2 to 4 years. And to have the Supreme Court then step in a year later and get him out, that should have been the biggest flag. Like, if they had to step in,
and all of the police officers were corrupt as well. They were saying everybody
even
in Philly that
charge.
Had anything. Yeah. Right. Correct.
You know, when you have court officials and the police officers, they all pretty much know each other. So if they're trying to make something stick and they don't like somebody, if they have a personal vendetta against somebody, guess what? They're going to talk. They're going to say something, and those judges, especially if you clown in front of, I saw a guy clown in front of a clerk of court here in Chicago, and, you know, talking all, you know, sideways to her. And the clerk of court, before his case came up, she whispered to the judge. And so the judge said, I understand you disrespected my clerk of court. And he said, yeah, and he had custody of his kids at the time. He said, well, no, I was trying to explain. She said, no, I heard you disrespecting my clerk's court. So you're going to sit there until all the other cases are finished, and I'll figure out what to do with you. Matter of fact, is the mom in court today? Yeah, she's like, you have custody now. She didn't even listen to the case of why the mom didn't have custody, anything. So sometimes it can get personal. Sometimes it can get personal.
Mm-hmm.
Not to justify it, but that's the way it is in the court of law sometimes. We forget that these folks think they're above the law sometimes. Look at what's happening now, Supreme Court and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have their personal agendas. They have their biases. And if you don't really closely check it, you said it's over 120 cases? Wow.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
How many lives that you ruined? You know, how many lives did you ruin? You know, because of your personal vendetta.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
It's insane. It's sad because now also a lot of those cases are probably going to get opened. Maybe not all 120, but there's going to be a lot of those cases that are going to get reopened, re-reviewed, resentenced, and that takes, what, more taxpayers' money?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And lawsuits.
That's a shame.
You know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And lawsuits. Absolutely.
Yep. All right. We're going to do some more music. Yeah, money lost, family being broken, all that stuff. It you know, man. We're going to get back to some more music. We'll come back and talk some more hip-hop news. You got Benny Buttons in the house. You got Chantel in the house, and yours truly. This is The Fix.
Emotional, yeah. on my same old. How I pay the bills off, get my little squirrels up, get my little thrills off. Sacrifice my life for one son would kill for. In a city where they kill till it don't feel wrong. Like the enemies as friends before we fell off. Thinking all the times we link how we ain't built more. Could've built schools with all the walls that we put up, or housing that our hood can afford. Dead in these streets, these youngest strapped like it's real war. Pills and cat, wheels and rats, squealing while they peel off. Got 12 pulling up ready to kill us all. Was just on my way to work, now I'm up against the wall. Ain't got nothing on me, let me go and flip me off. Number one of them days, guess I'll try again tomorrow. I'm no role model, ain't no him to follow. Plus, every born leader must learn when to follow. No time to wallow, either swim or swallow. Duck and hollow since spilling bottles. My tree's tropical, like the Galapagos. Vivid scenes and dreams of all the places I could go. Until these moments turn, they pull me in and bring me way back. Sometimes might even wanna stay back in, but that ain't how it goes, no. Gotta let it go and push forward. Gotta let it go and push forward. Everything can't come with you. That's just how it goes. On and on. I look up in the sky. This life a compilation of moments and dreams. When you look closer than it seems, there's no in between. Sometimes I feel you with me while I'm all lonely and scheming. I love it when you hold me, I cope with my demons. Even trust you watching over me while I be sleeping. If you a dream, you the sweetest, I'm joyous to see you. Warm and regal, pretty pussy with the moon in your eyes. To bring truth to the light, you can see through the lies. Sometimes I toss through the night, that trauma creep up my spine. But I thank God for the plight, cause it be keeping me wise. See through the gossip and light, to keep the sheep in the sky. I keep my feet in the field, I keep my teeth to the sky. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I wish that I could fly to make a flip and cop a plane ticket, kick it in the sky. Wavy John gon' pick me up, then to the ocean we gon' slide. Skinny dip and dive in it just to know that we alive. Until these moments turn, they pull me in and bring me way back. Sometimes might even wanna stay back in, but that ain't how it goes, no. Gotta let it go and push forward. Gotta let it go and push forward. Everything can't come with it. That's just how it goes. Until these moments turn to memories, they pull me in and bring me way back. Sometimes might even want to stay back in, but that ain't how it goes, no. Gotta let it go and push forward. Gotta let it go and push forward. Everyone can't come with it. That's just how it goes.
Grandmaster Vic, the DJs, this not. Host a party up in Charlotte, say no queens in the house. No beef for rivals, they playing either a title. Brothers can do anything when they decide to win the Range Rover. Dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I tech over like, nigga, this ain't over. Laughing, I had to hold it down for Queens, cause I overvalue fiends. Shout to Brooklyn all between. Hoods be overlapping, subways be stacked. And I ain't been on a train in decades, and I can still hear the wheels on the track. Feel the beat break, serial deface for dick. A license to carry still ain't safe in New York State. There's still a lot of ways to manage the life expectancy average. The future of our next generation ain't been established. Conflicted by some of the same patterns that had us. Money and social status, tell me what really matters. So who are you when they turn up all the cameras with me? You know the answers. Go ask Tony Bennett. Terrace on the Park, they gotta know. DJ Clue, Envy, and Camilo. Where are my most beautiful queens in the house? When you see me at awards or a popular place, I see chains shining, I wanna stock it over my face. Coordinated, try to see me by some popular name. For a second, I'm on some shit like it was back in the days. When dudes would really put that thing onto your ribcage and pull a switchblade, do anything, it's the bridgeway. But I ghost through, roll through, just sold out the O2. Piece on my neck, in a high-tech polo suit. Drove down Van Wyck, Coliseum and Stan Smith. Tan Blick in the desert, Bricktown, where my mans live. Not niggas I really met through music shit. If these are real thuns I grew up with. Phone calls from the feds, long stories told fast. Wishing they get home in a hurry, cause we the last of a dying pack of lions. Nightmares of the cast, thoroughbred surviving, you know. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. I'm on some shit, boy, make it a classic tonight. That money getting burrowed by that action, that's right. Thunderous,
what up, Sunny Dun Dun?
Mad Thunder,
okay now.
Manhattan keeps on making it, yeah. Brooklyn keeps on taking it, yeah. Bronx keeps creating it, yeah. And Queens keep on caking it. Shouts to the West Side, to the Six Borough, Far Rock, South Side and North Side.
You're locked into the Fix.
Keep it locked.
Yeah. Yeah. Change your hand.
I reminded of
to the little something, something. Smoke a little something, something. A biscuit. Never. Never been. Never. Real nigga, what's up? My first love was football, from playing that Madden shit. My second love was hard drugs, weed, and this rapping shit. Come to that lounge the night that I wasn't having shit. I say my prayers, but I'm rusty as fuck with Arabic. Lord, take me as I am, cause I'm gon' come as I'm is. I might die twice if I look down and see my mama in tears. I gave up, but I ain't gon' never die. Bitch, I can never, what's up? I know the Lord watch over babies and fools. I did the foolie with the tool to put my babies through school. I took my last soap out the country, fuck that bitch, we ain't cool. Hit them DMs, a nigga can't swim, but I fucked a friend by the pool. Cause she was too a pussy, I never needed that bitch. She could be out as long as text, but I ain't read them shit. She wanted it. But you can never have. Bitch, you can never. What's James up? Hard, I had to take a step back from bitches and certain niggas. Sometimes it sucks to get the success, then you start hurting feelings. Used to have a hard top S, now I'm converting ceiling. Friends was trying to count my pockets like I don't deserve a million. Bitch, I deserve a trillion. Cause I would've did a trillion years for these niggas. Whole big for these niggas, I gave them. Nigga, I gave street.
Falling back. Love. My first love was writing verses and rapping bars. My second love was sitting on vandals and trapped in hard. Hospital bed, bullet in my neck and a fractured jaw. Call it crazy, but I always knew I bounced back to hard. Got the matte black Mac, that's the master car. I got that cause I've been clapped before. Gave these streets.
Nigga, I gave the
streets. I'm on tour, I'm on the road, just hustling and shit. My baby mama cut me off, she had enough of my shit. I cash out stacks every now and then, like that's enough. She like at least FaceTime, your baby don't see your ass enough. Plus my oldest son is failing math, that shit ain't adding up. I guess I ain't around being a dad enough. I owe my kids.
All I need.
I owe
Demond and Noah.
For the mob, you know I get niggas the shirt off my back. Something happened to one of my niggas, I be the first to attack. Air out your corner, if I miss, then we circling back. Funeral lines, Cadillacs, with the hearses to match. I rep my niggas every verse that I rap. Violate the shots dispersed from the flat. I gave my hug. I gave my whole love.
Buffalo shit.
That's a fact, nigga.
Marty Croc. I'm the dopest female that you've heard thus far, and I do get better, the voice gets wetter, nobody gets hurt,
as long as you let her,
do my thing with an 89 swing, the dopeness I write, I guarantee delight, until the hip hop maniac, the uptown brainiac in full effect, MC Light is back, and better than before, as if that was possible, my competition, you'll find them in the hospital, visiting time, I think it's on a Sunday, but notice, they only get one day to shine, the rest of the week is mine, and I'll blind you with the science that the others have yet to find, so come along and I'll lead you the right way, just clap your hands to the words I say, come on, kick, 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 kick this one, here for me and my DJ. I got the power to spread out and devour at the same time, I'll eat you up with a rhyme, but I'll let you slide, cause you accidentally hopped on the wrong side, now come on, that's suicide, hypothetically speaking, okay, let's say you didn't know what you were doing, you're new in town, and you're looking around for another name to ruin, and it's me that you're pursuing, well, 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 I'll be damned, I might as well tell you who I am, I am the capital L-Y-T-E, and it's shocking, I'm the one you're mocking, oh yeah, I've been watching you, watching me like the fat on your back, it's plain to see that you're a wannabe, but you can't be what you're not, so you better start living with what you got. Now it's time to kick a rhyme out the patch, and you're the receiver, eager as a beaver. Time to convert the non-believer that I'm a roadrunner, leaving you in the dust. I can't adjust to the times, and at times I might just get quicker than the trigger of your pacemaker. More tender than a roly, but harder than a jawbreaker. So don't ever second guess me. And if you're wondering who could the best be, think a second and recollect the worst whipping you ever had yet. And I'll bet that I did it. My fingerprints are still on you. How many times I gotta warn you about the light? It'll blind your sight, but the rhythm will still guide you through the night.
Kick, 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 kick.
We are right back here with The Fix with Chantel Puma and my man, Benny Buns. How you guys doing?
We're good. Cool. I'm good.
I'm good. I'm catching the itis.
What you eating, bro? What you eating on, bro?
I made mashed potatoes and ribeye tonight.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh wow! Oh, yeah, don't fall asleep, man. We got about an hour left, bro.
Right.
Yeah. Hang in there.
I'm coming.
And he's known for falling asleep. He's known for falling asleep. So
all right,
make
listen,
sure we keep him up.
We don't gotta air out my laundry, okay?
You do it on TikTok. I'm just letting people know. TikTok world knows already. TikTok knows you be falling asleep. I'm just letting people know that's what you be doing sometimes. I'm just saying.
It's okay, that's me.
Telling the man's business. All right, Chantel, what you got?
It's on TikTok. All right, we're going to move on. So we are going to talk about Romeo Miller and Master P. So I don't know if you guys have been watching, but I'm going to quickly do like a quick synopsis. But the latest chapter in the feud between Master P and Romeo comes after a week-long debate that started over the elder Miller's post in a tribute to Twitch boss, who had committed suicide. Romeo didn't appreciate his father paying tribute to Twitch, but not doing the same for his daughter Miller, Tatiana Miller, who died of an accidental drug overdose in May. What transpired next was a series of shots from both sides, with Romeo claiming his father is living a lie and withholding earnings from him, and Master P stating that his son needs to grow up while accusing him of trying to break his family up. So Romeo has once again called out Master P after his father addressed their feud in a new interview in which he suggested that his son is entitled. The My Baby rapper took his Instagram story on Thursday, hitting back at the No Limit Records founder over his comments. Romeo reposted a screenshot promoting the conversation and left some choice words for his rap mogul father. He says, "I have nothing to fear or lie about. I want everybody to support my dad and his interviews, and then I'll follow back up and sit down with the same people with a lie detector test. And please stop with the sob story. This ain't about money. You know, no matter how much you take, I've never asked you to pay for any of my bills as an adult. I'm good." So this is about how if anything ever happens to me or you, then this family has nothing. That's not generational wealth, and I'm tired of the deception. So this interview showed me your true colors. Love you, but I can't protect that. Take a page from Mike Tyson. Your real truth will inspire the next generation. So that was on Instagram. Master P's comments about Romeo came during an interview with Nino Brown that was uploaded on YouTube on Thursday. So Brown told P, "You can't give people things that they don't deserve or haven't earned, because that will create a sense of entitlement," which he believed applied to Romeo. Master P agreed and replied, "What are you going to do when I'm gone? Because this could have killed me. Think about it. The social media people don't even look at how this started with DJ and me posting Rest in Peace." So the 52-year-old goes on to say some more things about their issues with money and things of that nature. If you want to go ahead and look at it, it's on Hip Hop DX. You could just take a look. But this has been going on for a week because this has been something since then. Like they even when they had their show, I think it was Growing Up Hip Hop, where Master P and Romeo were on, that his daughter was always dealing with drugs. And you can tell that his dad really never... I don't want to say that wasn't a dad, but maybe just didn't put the forth effort to help his daughter the way that he should, which in turn led to her passing away shortly after. So I think there's some underlying issues where this group always, Master P and Romeo, always looked like they were like the best father-son duo, and now shit hits the fan and you start to see that maybe everything ain't really what they say. So...
You know what? I'm gonna say something real quick, and then I'm gonna turn it over to Benny. Every time I see the story kind of come up, I turn. And the reason why I turn, and I don't know if anybody else feels like this, is like it's none of my business. That's between him and his son. I'm sorry that they put it out in public like that, but that's a family affair right there. I'm not part of the family, so I try not to listen to any of the going back and forth because I really don't know. But it's sad that you have to use the media to kind of air out your family business. Because I was always taught in the household. Mm-hmm. I know both of you probably were taught what happens in a family stays in a family. It doesn't go outside.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So Benny, I'm going to turn it over to you, bro.
Well, I'm going to say this real quick. I just shut my window and took my pillow from the windowsill. I don't want none of that tea. It ain't none of my business, just like you said. It's sad enough with the young lady passing, but again, that's their issue to deal with. I don't know if they're doing it for clickbait or what have you, but mm-hmm. It's tasteless to be dragging your son out there in the media like that, and for a son to be dragging his father out there. I'm good. I don't need none of that.
Right. I agree. I think that.
I thought I was the only one who felt that way because every time it popped up, I just turned away from it. I didn't want to listen. I didn't want to engage in it because it's like, what am I doing? What am I doing? You know?
I agree. I do think that things need to be kept in home. But at the same time, like, looking at it from his son's perspective, and I'm not saying that it's right, but you really don't know how well their dynamic is. Everything is for show. So it could have been that this was his call to his dad to really listen and kind of hear that his son had an issue. Maybe he could never really talk to him, because by the looks of it, you always look at Master P as the one who knows it all. And so I'm sure that behind closed doors, he wasn't being heard of. And they've always aired their business out. This is not the first. I mean, they were on a whole reality show that talked about their life. So this comes with this business. I think for us as common folk, we don't share outside business. But when you're in the media in the spotlight, and then you go and you do shows, all your shit gets there. That's kind of what comes with it. So it's like, you know, but I feel like at the end of the day, Romeo has always defended his dad. So for him to come out at him means that he needed to be heard, and he feels some way about his sister's passing. So in the sense, I don't condone it, but also I'm just saying, like, if you can't reach him in front of you, maybe he thought he had to reach him online. That's the new wave. That's what these kids do now. They don't talk face-to-face. So, they talk through social media.
I'll say this, and Benny, you know, back me up or differ with this, but Romeo's a grown man, and there's certain ways that men conduct themselves. There's certain ways that men conduct themselves, whether they want to, you know, squash any beef or anything. This is not the way to do it. This is just not the way, and that's how I felt about the whole thing. If you're a man, this is not the way you handle grown man business. It's not.
I agree. I agree. I think again, a lot of it might be just, you know, it could be exactly what you're saying, Chantel, that he couldn't get to him any other way, or he wasn't being heard. But then you double down on making that connection. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's clickbait. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to air that out there. You don't.
Right.
I agree 100% that he could have handled that as a man in a better fashion than what he did.
Right. Yeah, it is true. But we'll see what unfolds as this continues to grow, because it looks like this is not stopping anytime soon.
No, because
his dad
even
did
negative
the same
publicity.
Thing.
So, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. It's okay, go ahead.
Negative publicity is still good publicity, because it's free publicity. You know what I'm saying? So they're still gonna, their names are still going to be out there. So it could be just a ploy to just stay relevant. Like you said earlier with Vivica Fox putting her two cents into that whole Megan Thee Stallion thing. She's just trying to stay relevant right now.
Sure. Because she out here looking like, well, let me shut up.
She looking like a swollen
man. Yeah, may he rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. He pegged her correctly. I mean, he pegged her right, and she can't ever get him back.
No.
He left it and dropped the mic and left, and she can't get
him back.
That's
the way you do it.
I don't know what she does. What's the next story?
All right, so. I am a big fan of Benny the Butcher. Benny the Butcher comes from Griselda, and there was an article that came up that caught my eye, and it says, Benny the Butcher defends violent rap, says positive music turns fans off. So this is kind of where we are going to be able to kind of discuss this, because I want to know both sides. But Benny the Butcher has defended the violent and drug-riddled rap music consumed by the masses, claiming positive messages turn listeners off. In a PSA post on Instagram stories on Thursday, December 22nd, the Buffalo, New York native addressed the continued criticism that hip-hop streets-orientated practitioners face, not so politely telling critics to shut the fuck up and let people enjoy the music, because it's clearly what they like. Most people who say rap is violent or don't like rappers talking about drugs will not listen to that same rapper if he or she makes what they deem to be positive music, he wrote. So shut the fuck up and leave it to the people who like it. It goes on to say that Benny the Butcher isn't the only rapper with this opinion on the topic. Last month, 50 shared his thoughts on whether hip-hop has become more violent in the recent years. He goes on to say, I think it's the same energy, but we're in different periods, so it looks different. He says on the hip-hop homicide show, it's going to happen where everyone can take a look on camera. When Nipsey gets killed for the first time, they saw him get killed. because of social media, everyone's involved now, because those kids in middle America are clicking the fucking button to look and are fascinated with the killings because they're living on a side so wild compared to the conservative lifestyle that they're having. 21 Savage also weighed in and defended the violent lyrics by urging fans not to categorize him as a one-dimensional artist. The comments came after fans called out his violent bars following his plea to Atlanta to put the guns down. So there's more on it if you guys want to take a look also on Hip Hop DX. There's a little bit more involved. But what do you guys think as far as what they deem to say is violent rap versus positive rap? I would love to hear your feedback.
Benny Buttons.
I got to co-sign Benny. it's a Benny thing. I just shut the fuck up and let them listen to the music. If you don't like it, you don't like it. And don't complain about it. Just don't listen to it. I feel the violence in the bars of hip-hop, you know, it's a way of storytelling, things you've been through, things you've seen in your neighborhood, things that are real that might not be brought to light. And it's not necessarily glorifying it as opposed to making people aware. Mm-hmm. Now, with the violence, I mean, that just comes with just life. I mean, there's moments where everybody has these thoughts. So, you know, like I say, music is my therapy. It's my diary. If I feel a certain way, if I feel angry and I write a song and it might be violent or whatever, it's just me letting it out, you know. I think it's a healthy way for an artist to do things. I don't think positive music turns people off. I think they each have their place.
Mm-hmm.
They each have their so place. Like, I can listen to N.W.A. and still love Heavy D.
True. I agree.
Here's what I'm saying. I agree with Benny the Butcher. And what Benny Buttons just said. But what I've noticed over the past few years is that it's overly weighted on the, I would say, the quote-unquote criminal element of rap. And because, you know, as a person that creates and writes, you write what you know. You write what you know, and that's fair game. That's fair game. You're going to have people who like that. But what I've noticed is that some of the other types of rap, you got to go searching, scratching, and finding it because they're not being played on the airwaves. They're not being kind of promoted the way some of the other stuff is promoted now. And so what I would say to the industry is open it up so everybody can get what they need as far as their fix in hip hop. And you know, kind of balance the scales a little bit, you know. I want to hear about guns and whips and all that other stuff all the time. I want to hear some more stories. So, you know, open it up a little bit. Let everybody kind of search through what they want to rock with, because I think Benny is absolutely right. I can listen to N.W.A. There's certain moves when I'm lifting weights or something like that. I'm listening to some hardcore, some raps in my headphones, my headset. But there's some other times where I just want to mellow out. I just want to mellow off. Mm-hmm. So open that up so everybody has a chance to kind of showcase their talents in the industry and don't heavily weight it on the criminal element of the genre.
I feel as though that music should definitely be an outpour for whatever. Like, I think whether it's considered violent or deemed positive, to me, I just feel like that's what music is, and I don't think there should be anything that tells you which way the avenue should go. So for me, that's the beauty of having the pen and the pad and being able to speak your piece, is that you're able to say whatever the fuck you feel without any reprimands. Like, you should be able to speak freely about it. So I love, like you both said, I love violent rap. I like to game bang sometimes on a Sunday. And then I like to just listen to conscience hip hop. You know, I'm just saying, like, I game bang over bacon, but
it's Christmas this Sunday. No gang banging this Sunday.
It's Papa Dios Day. I know. It's Papa Dios Day. But definitely I feel as though that there is a happy medium with both. I don't think that one sells better than the most because you have your J. Cole's, you have your Kendrick's, you have so many other artists that do that for you, Nas. But I do feel like there is a place for that, and it should be heard, and it should sell the way that it sells. I don't think there's a problem with it when there's a story behind it. So when it comes to Benny and Griselda, there's a story behind what they say. And yeah, it may be rough, but it's not these little kid hip hop or these little kid rap artists that are doing shit just to do shit when they never popped a gun a day of their life. Don't sell me a dream. If you went through it, you went through it. I respect it. That's the difference for me. I think that's where my only like clause is throughout this whole thing. But I'm with him in the sense of, I think it does sell. I think it has its place. It's always had its place. It's never going to go anywhere. And just leave it be. And the people who rock with it, rock with it. And the ones who don't, don't. And that's when you get to listen to the music you want to hear, your conscience hip-hop, you know? So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And my last point on this, radio stations, I'm getting away from listening to you. Quit playing music that sounds, every record sounding the same. It's like you're trying to hypnotize folks.
I don't even listen to the radio anymore.
That's what it is.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't listen to the radio anymore.
It's like the same. It's like in the industry, they'll grab talent that sound the same. Oh, you sound like this. This is hot. We'll put it out. Give us some variety.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're scratching
right.
and fiending for some good music. And if that's all the music you're going to play, then your listenership is going to go down. Let's get back to some more music, and we'll come back and talk some more. This is The Fix. Benny Buttons, Chantel, and yours truly, Homie.
Where we at with? We pulling them out all of the smells, symphony the sound. Ocean Prime. With the Caesar salad, but the dress in Italian. Had to break out the wheel scales, took a day to count. Plugged out at St. Thomas. From the Virgin to the Cayman Islands. It's yacht life at its best. Some flip-flops in my nautical sweats. Got your bitch on her knees, swabbing the deck. Waste to perpetuate, flood the yacht with the guests. Submariner or the sea dweller. This is not a protect pack. Got sent from overseas with a postcard. Drowning in sin, life's a beast. Need a coast guard. Great Lakes to the coast. Activate the alarm. Now we docking the boat. Big rope with the anchor charm. Sipping straight for Trump. 3,000 miles away from home. Middle of the ocean. Had to cut the navigation on. Nautical competition. Conference on my windbreaker. Setting sail. Taking drama, man. I get seasick. Papa was a ladies man. Papa was a sailor man. Jewelry clearly Canadian. Diamonds, water, aquarium. Fit scale professional. We got that oil sheen, yeah. On the river trying to water with me up a stingray. We got the same guns the Navy got, white panties. All these loose lips sinking ships like the Titanic. On a deserted island, Plug tried to leave me stranded. I can't understand his English, he can't understand my Spanish. Big fish in a small pond full of guppies. Like the Bermuda Triangle, I can make it vanish. Burning inside a coral reef with all my blood. It ain't a treasure chest, but my piece hit like watercolor.
They don't want to see me die.
The anticipation. passion arose as time froze. I stared off the stage with my eyes closed and dove into the deep cosmos. The impact pushed back the first five rows. But before the raw live shows, I remember eyes are low, snot nose, rocking gazelle, God goes and eyes are closed. Learning the ropes, the ghetto, survival. Peeping out the situation, I had to slide through. Had to watch my back, my front, plus my side too. When it came to getting mine, I ain't trying to argue. Sometimes I wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for you. Hip hop, you the love of my life, and that's true. When I was handling the shit I had to do, it was all for you, from the door for you. Speak through, you're getting paper on tour for you. From the start, thought was down by law for you. Used to hit a very corner store wall for you. We ripped shit and kept it hardcore for you. I remember late nights, steady rocking the mic. Hip hop, you the love of my life. So tell the people like that, y'all. And it sounds so nice. Hip hop, you the love of my life. We about to take it to the top.
I was speaking to my guy Rika, how she was desperately seeking to organize enough confusion, using no protection. Told on resurrection, caught in the hype Williams and lost her direction. Getting eight intersections where I wouldn't eat her. Under the counter love, so silently I treat her. Her daddy a beater, eyes off her. In the mix on tape, niggas had her in the buck. When we touch, it was more than just a fuck. The police in her, I found peace. Like Malcolm in the East, seen her on the streets of New York. Tricking off, tried to make a hit with her, but my dick went soft. Moving weight, losing weight, not picky with who she choose today. Too confused to hate. With her struggle, I relate close to 30. Most of the niggas she know is dirty, having more babies than Lauren. She started showing early, as of late I realized that this is a fate or destiny to bring the best to me. It's like God is testing me. In retrospect, I see she brought life and death to me. Peace to us collectively, live and direct. When we perform at this coffee stop, chicks and white dudes. Over her, I got into it with that nigga Ice Cube. Not a fight move to a life, making the right moves. Besides God and family, you my life jewel.
Like that, y'all. Like that, y'all.
Money, people do anything and everything just to get it by any means. But you gotta love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Surprise, nigga. New Dillon L-Live.
Yeah. But I love it here, just think if I wasn't here. My uncles and cousins here, my struggles and come ups here. We sense the trouble near, you bubble, we double dare. The block is ours and we don't want to share. But I love it here, just think if I wasn't here. My uncles and cousins here, my struggles and come ups here. We sense the trouble near, you bubble, we double dare. The block is ours and we don't want to share. Yeah, for real, real talk right there.
drive-bys, windows bust out, bullets put in the lawn chairs from a block over, sounding like Little John snares. Life's gotten colder, I'm revealing a smirk. I'm hustling, not a job when you feel you at work. Mama told me keep my brain in them books. I grew up learning, only way you earning is becoming famous or crook. And since schools never taught us to be entrepreneurs, and we don't have patience to make money off of computers. We live a fast life with officers, shooters, get stars, strip bars with bras, take bras off of they hooters. Such an ugly game, why I look beautiful from afar? You in prison wishing they was removing you from the bars.
Yeah, me and Speed up in this nigga, now I'm ran black milk. We all feel might be posed, same clothes we had on before, but yeah, we feel. Ain't nothing but hood rats over here, got a little gut, but still.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, and you don't stop. A yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, comp says the beat, a short shot, come on. Come
I met this girl on, when I was 10 years old, and what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school when I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me on the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, those stuff was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park. But she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be, cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapped with a down sister. Boy, I tell ya, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A confidence, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. You act, yo, we gotta be the sure shot.
Now, periodically, I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weed, in goes the braised beads medallion. She was on that tip about stopping the violence, about my people she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me in a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the west coast, and that was cool, cause around the same time I went away to school, and I'm a man dub expanded, so why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA, and she did study, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro-black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past, so she got into R&B, hip-hop, space, and jazz. Now black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood, cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun, not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Just the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Until the beat time, gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Check it, don't check it.
I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he altered her native. So that if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rocky, dressing hippie. And on some dumb shit when she comes to the city, talking about popping locks, serving rocks and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk, telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk, stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her, not just to say I did it, but I'm committed.
Girl,
but so many niggas did it that she's just not the same, letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas slamming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back, hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip-hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. 1-2 consists is gold to drop. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha.
do this anymore.
Yeah.
No matter
how long it takes, see? Spiraling up, just like a rich nigga staircase. No fly zone, please stay the fuck out my airspace. Niggas say things behind backs that they wouldn't dare say. Know it's on sight when I see you, I'm working at Squarespace.
Yeah, top of the morning, I know that you thought I was dormant. Woke up early from south, that was swarming. A block from the house, now the cops in the orbit. Cause somebody got popped, now they knocking on doors, trying to find an informant. But I ain't seen Nathan, I'm minding my business, as God is my witness. A weapon gon' prosper, that's forming against me. Nigga, I'm starving immensely. Know when I'm done with these songs, you gon' miss me. John Moran, I'm on my grizzly. You niggas just cubs, but no, not the ones in the big leagues. After the fall off, I promise I'm coming and selling out Wrigley's. Nigga, I'm just a product of poverty, full of narcotics to profit off quickly. My family tree got a history of users that struggle with demons, not really the hustler instincts. Therefore, often my pockets was empty. So while some of my partner was serving up racks on the corners of project assemblies, me, I was starting to envy. Wanna be on the top where it's plenty. Wanna be in the spotlight where every bitch want me, like Rihanna dropping new Fenty. What I see in the sky, the village of Scylla can't reach up too high evidently. Nah, shit, I can't reach up too high evidently. Never seen no one driving a Bentley. I can't be out here mopping up Wendy.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my path. And I done made it out the struggle, don't judge me. What you saying now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often people you grow with laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life.
Say what? The stuff that I seen got me traumatized. I let the K go when Johnny died. Swinging them motherfuckers side to side. We don't participate, ain't with that squashy shit. All we believe in is homicide. I got a good heart, so I send teddy bears every time we make they mamas cry. I pray that my past ain't ahead of me, 21. When I'm in love, I love heavily. Oh God. If you betray me, you dead to me, 21. I disrespect you respectfully. Girl. I got some partners who left this earth. Maybe the pain made it better, oh God. Just know that they secrets is kept with, oh God. I feel like the streets is in debt with me. Up. I gave my heart away to all the dog hoes, cause that's who accepted me, 21. I blame my pops for that shit, cause if he didn't fail, he could've corrected me, 21. Give all the props to my mama, cause no matter what, she always protected me, oh God. I promise you it ain't no checking, oh God. Jump in the water, get wet with me, 21. You on my mind, or wanna have sex with me. Can't let the arts or the law get the best of me. I get the answer and you get the test of me. I see chicken, you niggas is breasting me. Planted a seed, but it ain't a sesame. Can't let you niggas or bitches grow next to me.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my path. And I done made it out the struggle, don't judge me. What you saying now won't bug me. Cause where I come from, so often people you grow with laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life.
I don't want a taste of chocolate. Nah. I want something different. I want something slamming. What's the slamming flavor out this month? Let's see. Yo, Black. Which flavor are you?
Listen. For a second, I reckon, I got you double checking. Then again, when to your needs did I beckon? Hold me only if you wanna get naked. Play me for the crowd only if you wanna wreck it. The name is Dread, like silk I get slick. Drop rhymes like a bass head, big flicks. Constantly. Yes, it's me, D-R-E-S. So yes, I guess unless you're best, you can get down to serious business with this. I never boned a honey that I didn't like. I never saw a mile that I couldn't hike. I never had a spliff to make me choke. I never had a pocket that was broke. Hate no one but love only a few. Franklin, Grant, and yeah, mom too. I run buck wild for self or with the crew, but then again, I thought you knew. Now I hear a voice. Is it what you want? I hope it is, kid. You're the flavor of the month. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone.
So you got the fever for the flavor of the other. Chocolate sarsaparilla, or is it you like another flavor in my socks? To the curly locks, black sheep rolling hard and knocking peons out the box. Never have I ever, never ever felt much better. Did the whole nine, on the tenth I was no wetter. Ready and I'm eager, eager as a beaver. On the radio and good to go since your receiver. Not to be the boldest or the oldest nor the wackest. Neither am I neatest or the newest or the blackest. Just a brown fellow who's not afraid of jello. To the people of the world I would like to say good day. Had to wait a while, but the while has been waited. Never gave up hope in myself nor debated. Didn't shed a tear when I wasn't picked. Cause I got a cone now when I lick. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. Gone. Now I catch a number when before I caught a glare. Now I give a pound when before I gave a stare. Now I guess I kinda got it going on. I get a wake up call on the norm. I used to try to push a demo, now I have a coup. That's a bit more than a little, but then not quite a few. Funny how they find you when they told you get lost. Tell me why you're gritting when you have no dental floss. Was it my loss? Thought you were the boss? You never knew how much the sherbet cost. Forget it, I never sweat it. Your girl will give me play, I'll wet it. It only happens just because you let it. Now everybody wants to play my phone. I see him with a spoon, I see him with a cone. You never knew I knew it, but I knew you would pursue it. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. Gone.
Man, it's so cold in Chicago. Chantel, I am seriously thinking about cuddle season, and I might have to move back into the heavyweight division when it comes to cuddle season. I'm serious. It's cold. It's cold. I might have to go back to the heavyweight division. I'm sorry.
What? Yeah, on TikTok, Kumo, we're gonna get you a thickums, a nice thickums for the winter.
It's cold. I didn't know it was gonna be like this. I gave up the heavy. I went down in divisions, and I'm like, oh no. I went down in, I went down to bantamweight. Now I gotta go back to heavyweight.
Oh, Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, you need more pushing for the cushion? Is that what it is,
Kuma? Oh, man. Hey, up until March,
find you a
that's
big
all
chick.
I need. Oh, man. So if you're out there, baby. Kuma needs help.
Kuma,
right,
go to a buffet, you'll find one. Go to a buffet, you'll find one. Go to a buffet, you'll find one.
Man, that's how cold it is, man. I'm reconsidering. Chantel, what you got for us?
I don't even know anymore. You done fucked up my whole thought process. I'm going on TikTok. I'm going to find you a big girl. I promise you. I'm going to do it tonight. As a matter of fact, my mission is to make sure that you get a big girl, more cushion for the pushing. I got you, Kuma. That's why we're friends. I'm here for you.
Only until March. After March, I got to go back down and wait.
I thought you said
wait.
April.
You said only till March.
Yeah, April.
I cannot. I mean, we're going to hell. I'm going to freaking hell laughing about this. This is horrible. Just random ass shit that just comes up. I think I need a big girl. Out of nowhere. Like, what? Okay.
The cold makes you fit. The cold makes you fit. I mean, you know.
Well, you
I gotta do something now.
Putting them on a, put them on a diet in February so that by March, June, they're good. Then, you know, come August, start feeding them again.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because in Chicago, it's known as big girl season. It's big girl season right now. I missed the memo.
How you missed the memo? You've been here all your damn life, Puma. You should know.
You know,
by the time it gets to October, you need to start recruiting. That means you take her out to, like Benny said, buffets, you gotta go down there and take her to the movies, you gotta get her an extra large joint so she feels good about herself.
Ooh.
You know what I'm
extra
saying? Like, I could have taught you this.
Ooh. Yeah, I know.
You have to get her asthma pump, make sure there's always one on deck.
Benny, what's the fuck? Okay, we're moving on. We are moving on. This is fucking horrible. I swear to God. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, y'all. We should not do this. Alright.
Come on,
George, you can still breathe.
I ain't getting nothing.
Alright, so we're going to move on from the big girl season. Orlando Brown, which we seem to kind of have this conversation about him a lot, I feel like, this year, for the year of 2022. He has been in so many different interviews, and so basically he got arrested for allegedly threatening his brother with a knife and a hammer. So Orlando Brown has ran into legal trouble again after being arrested for domestic violence in Ohio. According to TMZ, the Lima Police Department received a call about a fight on Thursday, December 22nd. After officers arrived at the residence, Brown was arrested for a misdemeanor domestic violence. The former That's a Raven star allegedly threatened his brother Matthew with a broken-off knife blade and a hammer while accusing him of raping his wife. Fortunately, Brown didn't physically hurt Matthew with the weapons and eventually set them down. Matthew told police he had let his brother to stay at his home while he was renovating due to the actor being homeless and didn't want him to go to a homeless shelter. So Brown was booked on a charge of domestic violence, caused belief of intimate physical harm by threat of force. This is far from the first time Orlando Brown has found himself on the wrong side of the law. In 2018, the 35-year-old actor was arrested for narcotic possession and burglary, landing him in jail for 23 days. That same year, he was arrested again in his underwears by bounty hunters over an outstanding warrant. Brown has also made the headlines for a series of erratic comments in July where he said, "Bow Wow got that bomb ass, you dig," during an interview comedy with Penny Marco. I'm not going to say the word, but you know what it is. Everybody knows what it is. So Brown was asked about the last time he watched BET's 106 in Park, and he wasn't shy in his answer. The last time it was hot was when Lil Bow Wow was on there. He said, "I ain't got a problem with Lil Bow Wow because Lil Bow Wow got some bomb-ass pedissy," I'm going to say. So, that just made my cheeks turn. Too busy to respond, just his busy schedule. But, so what do we think? Like, is he back on drugs? Do you think he's tweaking out? Like, do you think that something happened with his brother? Or, you know, what do you guys feel about
Benny?
Mr. Orlando?
I don't know.
I can't call it with Orlando Brown no more. I mean, Is he suffering from a mental disorder, or is he on drugs? And as far as his brother goes, like, that whole, who's calling the cops on their brother? It's another in-house thing that needs to be settled. If he put it down, eventually, like, they're reporting, did he put it down because the cops were there, or did he put it down after he already called the cops? Like, it's like,
he put it down once they were there. And he said it's a broke-off knife. So then it wasn't even going to do nothing. It wasn't going to penetrate the skin because I don't think the knife worked.
I mean,
maybe they're both on drugs. Orlando Brown is out.
It could be his brother taking advantage of the fact that he knows Orlando's been in the news and for, you know, crazy shit. Mm-hmm. Maybe he wanted to get some paper for trying to tell a story.
Possibly. Puma, you know more and more or less with Orlando Brown. What do you feel? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, because I watch videos on him, and sometimes it's like he's crazy like a fox, and sometimes it's like he's just way out there. So I don't know, you know, if he goes in and out of, like, coast. I don't know. And I would think if you're going to call the police, you might have felt that your life was in danger where you didn't know where this guy was going at the particular moment, whether or not he was acting crazy or he's just crazy as a fox. So every time I see him on videos, man, you laugh at some of the stuff he says, but then you kind of see what he's saying or listen to what he's saying and his passion and how he kind of goes off the rails and goes, whoa, why did he talk to this dude? Why did he get this dude some help? You know, if he really needs the help. But he comes up with some interesting conspiracy theories about, you know, people being cloned and, you know, the folks that you see on the stars are not the people. They're locked up somewhere. And I'm like, okay, I love conspiracy theories like the next person. But, okay, a lot of this stuff is like, wow, you know.
He's
what do they do to him? I always think about child actors. What do they do to these child actors? Because you don't see too many child actors who come out unscathed and don't have some kind of problems, drug problems or mental health problems. So what do they do to this dude?
They probably took advantage of him. That's what I feel. I feel that this kid has been taken advantage of, like every other kid in the industry, especially with Disney. And not to, like, go off topic, but, like, I was watching something about Disney and what these producers and people were doing to these little girls. There was a show, I can't remember the name, but the guy was, like, a feet guy. So he would have the girls, and these were teenage girls, doing a lot of stuff with the bit, like when he would record with them with their feet, so that it can watch it again, type shit. Yeah, so like honestly believe that's what that is. Like I think.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh no, I just honestly feel like that's what it is. I think that there's truth to what he says when he talks about the industry. Some are far-fetched, but I really do feel like there's some truth in underlining with the shit that he says. Not everything that you take with a grain of salt, but, like, a good portion of shit that he says, I believe it.
Absolutely. And I think because he has been erratic, nobody's really worried about him exposing anything because they're like, who knows?
Nobody's believe you.
You know, I mean, and like you said, you saw something about the child actors. I saw something actually about Shirley Temple not too long ago, how, again, child actress, and how they had her portray smoking cigarettes, being dressed grown, walking around with grown-ass men and going. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and they treated her like shit, too. They overworked her, and they treated her like crazy. They treated her like shit. There was actually a show, The Red Table Talk. They were talking about A Different World and how they would treat Lisa Bonet and how they would treat the first, when it first came out, when Sinbad was on, and how they would talk to them and how they would make them overwork and how they would make them repeat the same lines. And, like, it was to the point where Jasmine, Guy didn't even want to be on the show anymore because she just didn't like the way that it was, but didn't realize that she had signed a 7-year contract. So once you sign your life over, you're there. And that's it. Like, they get to do what they want. And you're stuck in that contract. And so I feel like this kid, that probably happened. Because if it was happening already in Disney, and he was starting from Disney, because That's So Raven was a Disney show, then just imagine if what them kids went through, that means that this little boy went through it too. You know?
I mean,
that's what that's
in honesty,
I do.
Who is the only child star that you can name that has come out unscathed? And, I mean, you look at Drew. Drew Barrymore right now is doing great, but she had her downfall for a good minute, and she was able to climb back up. But you hear the stories of River Phoenix and all of that, these young child actors that just don't make it.
Drew Barrymore was 13 in a club, drinking and doing drugs at the age of 13.
With
yeah.
her mom's consent. Her mom pimped her out.
Yeah. Right. I feel bad for him, and I hope that eventually he gets the help that he needs. Yeah, we'll move on to the next. Ice Cube recalls Tupac wanting to make music like N.W.A. So Ice Cube had revealed that Tupac wanted to make music just like N.W.A. before becoming one of the most hip-hop's biggest stars in the 90s. During a visit to Talib Kweli's People Party podcast, so the people who do not listen to this podcast, get the fucking tune. I love Talib Kweli, but I also love this podcast too. He's dope, and I think the content is dope. But moving on. With Mount Westmore's group E40, Too Short, Ice Cube spoke on meeting talk when he was a member of Digital Underground and becoming friends with him. According to Cube, they connected because they were both the younger guys in their respective crews, and they built a camaraderie off of that. There was also times when Pac would tell Cube he wanted to make music just like him and the rest of NWA. He would always tell me, like, you know, this digital shit is cool, but I want to do records like y'all, Cube said. Because where I live at, shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying. I want to talk about shit like that. And then it goes on to say, Cube said he told Pac to continue working on his craft, and people would take notice of him, which ended up happening when he landed more looks on Digital Underground Records. He goes on to say, I was like, okay, Pac is starting to move up from just being in the background to actually doing some songs. And then he went solo, Cube added. He was like, man, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to still fuck with digital, but I'm still going to do my own thing. And sure enough, Tupac was able to make music and became one of the greatest and most influential artists of all time. And he left Digital Underground in 1991, released his solo debut, Tupacalypse Now, in that same year. So I think that's pretty interesting because I didn't even know they talked. I didn't even know they were friends. So I found that to be pretty dope.
I think that's dope. I'm glad he didn't make music like N.W.A. because he was very influential with a lot of his songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it could have went in a totally different direction if, say, he did N.W.A. gangbanging. You know, Chantel would have been wearing a do-rag right now and all that.
Let me take my do-rag off right now.
Out airport, yeah. I don't know, man. It's weird to me, all these Tupac stories that, I mean, long after he died, you know. I sent Chantel a story where I guess there was a confrontation between Tupac and Nas, and Snoop Dogg was saying he was there and all that stuff. And there were guys that came back and said, Snoop wasn't even in the building. He wasn't even there. What is he talking about? So it's just real interesting that all these stories come out that can't be verified, but people who are there who know can come back and say, oh, that never happened. That never happened. He wasn't there. That's not how it went. You know, and so maybe people are just want to get, you know, some points off of, oh, I knew Tupac because Tupac is an icon. But, you know, it's just interesting. All these stories come out, you know, years after the fact, and we don't know whether or not he had these private conversations with these folks. I don't know. It's like you said earlier, Benny, it's like people still trying to be relevant. You know, that's the way I look at it.
I mean, Pac for all other purposes, is our Elvis. With the multiple sightings, him still, you know, the theories and everything like that. So, of course, they're going to keep on trying to fuel that and keep his name out there also.
It's sad because it shouldn't be that way, that people are still trying to make themselves relevant. I was really shocked when Puma sent me that because I remember watching that on Angie Martinez's podcast. I was tripping at the fact that, like, when they came out and said he was nowhere near us. What is he talking about? Like, I was there. He was not even in the fucking building. Like, I was like, what? Like, are these people just randomly telling off-the-wall fucking stories? Like, what the
is,
fuck
is
not?
Is it that
everything
or
that he said,
are,
like,
they, are they trying to discredit Snoop?
They basically said Snoop lied. And he lied about
and
him being there in the incident.
It's still Snoop, so it's like, are you just trying to make him seem like he's lying, or it's like, who, the people that were honestly there honestly know the truth. And if I mean, how many people have spoken up against Snoop saying that he wasn't there?
Well, wasn't those the guys from Death Row, though, that was talking shit? Not from Nas's clique. It was from Death Row, wasn't it?
Right. I think so.
It was. So it was his own people, because at the time Snoop was with Death Row. And he's talking about how Tupac walked up to Nas and tried to check him. The whole story was that Nas, he peeped the whole situation, and Tupac thought that he had checked Nas. And in reality, what Snoop was saying was that Nas was checking him, because Nas had all his entourage, all his people, and all of them, they were all strapped. But he
right.
handled himself with poise. And that was the whole thing. So then his own people from Death Row was saying that he was nowhere in the building when it happened. So it could be that nobody wants anybody to look at Tupac like he could have been a punk, or that he could have set himself up for failure, because just because Nas was quiet doesn't mean that Nas wasn't a goon to save that rep, or it could be what you're saying. So it's maybe cause for some digging and probably looking into it a little bit more to kind of see what you can come up with or see what is truth or not, you know?
And in all honesty, does anybody really care?
Not really.
I'm wondering
why it keeps coming up. Why does it keep coming up? Why are you bringing this up?
Because that was a big deal, and that was a huge deal back in the 90s. Like, and in the 90s when Nas and that Jay-Z feud came out, like, everybody was talking shit about Nas because they thought that he was checked by Tupac. So they were trying to make him look like a punk, like what he was saying in his music or how he acted wasn't who he really was. So that's why I feel like it's still relevant now, because I remember we used to have conversations about that. So, I mean, it may not be something where it matters, but obviously when, you know, people are holding on to old memories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess. Let's go back to a couple of more cuts, and then we'll come back and finish this out. But it's Chantel, Benny Buttons, and Puma. This is The Fix.
Do I love you? Do I look to you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? Benita Applebaum.
Benita Applebaum. Question the authority. Chairman of the board, the chief of affection. You got minds to swing in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on.
Benita Applebaum.
Things some brothers don't. Mm-hmm. If only you could see through your elaborate eyes. Only you and me, hun, the love never dies. Satisfaction, I have the right tactics. And if you need them, I got crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. Applebaum, you gotta put me on.
Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on.
picture niggas coming around playing with me, playing with my government and all that. They saying that I'm top one, more or less the best. Let's travel through the vortex when Gore-Tex is a flex. Used to rock the 4X, I throw a hex, you vex. Texting like a scorn X, well I'm getting neck. Only concern is getting more checks. Got some jungle gym gorilla heads that do it for reps. And if you want war, niggas to bring it to your doorstep. Oh word, your rap's raggedocious. Put this 38 in your mouth, go ahead and spit your magnum opus. Rats, roaches, and king cobras. Almost got swallowed up by showbiz, but the Zoe is too focused. They need to know we the dopest. Crackers keep the lifestyle in they eye, like a young Lisa Lopez. Hopeless, pathetic, they think it's copacetic. Straight cornballs with no aesthetic. My investors would never cop a hoodie or a see by them. My merchandise is like the Louis store, yours is more VIM. Only go there when I need by them. Hate to see my M's, not everybody wanna be my friend. Only reserved for King 5, crew toy and the fly guard. The rest is dick blowers and try hard, die hard. Yeah, dump guard, fly guard. Praise both, you know what I'm saying? Tryna take food out, food out. Food out, niggas mouth. Tryna take food off, niggas table. Calling around. Yo, who's the whole mug? Nigga, how old is you, nigga? You nigga? Huh? What you got going on? What you got going on?
Winding it up here on the Fix. One more segment before we get out of here. And Chantel, you got any more news for us?
Did she fall asleep?
She probably did. She probably did. Chantel, yeah, you said it?
She's talking all that mess about me and she fell asleep. I'm still up.
Which, but man, I'm sitting here just thinking about the last story, man. And while Chantel gets back on, and man, it's like all these different icons who leave years after they have these, you know, spectacular stories and they're interviewing and talking about them. And I don't know, maybe I'm just a cynic. I just don't buy it all. I mean, why weren't you talking about this when it was actually happening? Or the relationships that, yeah, I was cool with him, and then you find out, talking to other people, like, nah, he never liked that guy. So any thoughts on that, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's just people trying to stay relevant. You know, so in that aspect, if it was Steph Rose, his own people saying it, obviously, you know, Snoop is at that level where he's mentioned regardless. He's a household name, and these may be other people just out there to discredit, trying to, you know, make themselves relevant, saying I know more about the situation years after the fact, just because they don't have any buzz going on their own name. And again, it'll sell stories. It's clickbait. You know, this is the generation we live in, clickbait. So what they said, what? And they're talking about who? And it's like, all right, let's see what they got to say.
Yeah.
Facts.
There you go. You woke up.
What happened to you?
I'm trying to. So, okay, let me tell you. I can't be loud, but today is Jaden's, well, tomorrow's going to be Jaden's birthday. Can you guys hear me? And
yeah.
I was making him a cake, and so I had to take it out the refrigerator so he didn't see it because he's fucking nosy. But, yeah, my apologies. I have to get his cake. Yeah, so he's turning 18 tomorrow, y'all. So I'm officially a mother of an 18-year-old.
Well, happy early birthday.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. But let's jump back in. Right. I apologize. But
no problem.
Let's get in tune with Deb Anthony. Recalls 50 Cent's advice about bad business in the music industry. So everybody who knows who Deb Anthony is, she opened up about her time in the music industry during a recent conversation on My Expert Opinion. During the latest episode of the podcast, she detailed her relationship with Gucci Mane and Nicki Minaj and others, but she also divulged advice she received from 50 Cent. Deb Anthony explained how she helped salvage Asylum Records, but also
wasn't bending over backwards to help them out. She said that she also wouldn't allow Gucci Mane and other artists to ink certain contracts. However, she said that the two executives told her that she would be the new Mona Scott. 50 told her, Auntie, don't listen to them. And he said, come over here. And that's the first time I seen power. All the stuff that he was doing, this was years he was in the works of getting this shit together, she said. And I seen that, and we were just talking, and he was telling me, don't listen to them. They're full of shit. He used to drop a lot of jewels on me and tell me stuff, but he was in the office that day when he was telling me that. That's what did everything. I bucked on them like I wasn't a person that they can control, that couldn't tell me what to do, and they couldn't tell me to flip on you. So Deb goes on to talk about more in this episode. If people don't know who Deb is, she's Waka Flocka's mother, and she's in Atlanta. She's very known for people like Nicki Minaj and, like she said, a bunch of other artists, Gucci Mane, all this other stuff. So during the episode, Anthony also discussed the state of women in hip-hop. As the former manager of Nicki Minaj, she praised the super freaky girls rap grinds to get to where she is. And while she is also showed love to Cardi for embracing the new generation of rappers, she expressed light disappointment that both New York artists never worked together. So she hated and really thought Nicki and Cardi were going to lock into each other. They're two different people, and she wanted them to work very bad. So with that being said, what do you guys feel about the women in hip-hop and the fact that New York artists, as far as women go, don't really work together? I think that's what kind of stood out from this, and also just the fact that she's been in the industry for years and years. So to have her jump on and actually hear that backside of what she's talking about is really interesting. Go to YouTube. You can watch it. It's a dope-ass podcast and dope-ass episode and just, like, a good interview overall.
Benny, what do you think?
It's a New York thing, honestly, and I don't think it's just women. A lot of guys don't work with each other in New York, but the women specifically, it's always been a battle. It's not the golden era where Queen will do a song with Moni Love . You have more unification with women in hip-hop. Now it's becoming more cutthroat to where I'm the best, and I'm not going to do a song with her because that's my competition. Instead of, it would be dope if we did an album together.
Right.
Everybody's
make some money, everybody eats.
And that's what people keep losing. There's nothing but money to be made in the industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're just like the whole thing with Nicki and not even Cardi, but Remy. Like, Cardi and Remy, as for whatever purposes, you never heard anything about them. And Nicki, I think Nicki went about shit also, in my perspective, in a different way, where she was a little... She undermined it,
cocky.
I guess, the talent. And yeah, cocky.
Arrogant. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Like, Nicki's brand of hip-hop became pop rap, where she strayed away from the actual music that made her. And yes, does she have skill? Absolutely. Can she switch flows? Absolutely. Am I able to believe Cardi's lyrics coming out her mouth than Nicki's? Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Like, Nicki, like you said, cocky, arrogant. It's like, ugh. Puma?
She shitted on her own. She shitted on her own self. But go ahead, Puma.
Yeah, I can't disagree. And it's sad that it's come to that, because I remember being in New Haven and having family and going over to New York. People didn't mind working with each other. And now if it's come to the fact that people don't, work with each other now, and they're just all about getting theirs and not anybody else, that's not the New York that I knew back in the day. It's like, let's get on and get this money. So if it's gotten to that point, it's pretty sad. We have about 30 seconds left in the show. I want to thank Benny for hanging out.
Chantel, thank you for having me.
I'm pretty sure... No. Thanks for gracing us with your presence, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Catch us on TikTok. We'll do lives and stuff like that. And and watch Benny. I was watching Benny on the live last night. Hilarious. But we'll get back at you a little bit in a few days, and we'll see you soon. Take care.
Definitely.
Thanks.